Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am one of your co-hosts, Matthew Olson.
And I'm your other co-host, Caitlin Best. Matt, what's good?
What's good? A lot of things in life. A lot of things in life are good. A lot of things in life are bad, too. Mm-hmm. And some some are decidedly in between. Some,
yeah, as usual, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, some things I can't tell if they're a good influence in my life or a really bad thing that I shouldn't be doing on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm talking about internet pornography.
Right. Which you do on your phone.
Which
mostly.
I do on my phone. I have a thing for small screens. It's why I still have an iPhone 5 and not a 6.
You like to really have to squint. You like to really have to get in there.
Here's what I have to say about HD quality video is why would you want the pixels to be bigger? See?
Yeah. That's a really good point.
You want
I can't argue with that.
To be small.
You definitely want the pixels as small as possible because that's how it looks really crisp.
You want your porn to be crisp and almost impossible to see.
Yeah, but as long as it's crispy, you know? As long as it's small and very well defined.
I go on all of the dirty sites. Like
hotpics.xxx. Yeah.
And I just put in crispy in the search bar.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go on getmessy.xxx, it's just it's just people rolling around in potato chips. But
those are crisps. That's a different thing.
But they're crispy also.
They're crispy. Yeah.
So I don't know if that gets you going, but
yeah. The other thing that's maybe ruining my life, it may be ruining your life, is what everybody's talking about these days, unless by the time this episode is actually released, it's no longer a hot button issue. Pokemon Go, the augmented reality game that is sweeping the globe.
The nation.
Even though it's only in America, but like people are playing it in other places.
Are they?
You can do a thing where you spoof your phone's position.
No.
Like some hacker.
People are doing that?
Satellite shit. Yeah. Yeah.
People
are doing
that hacker shit to catch the Pokemans?
Yeah.
God.
That's intense.
You know, it's possible by the time this episode comes out, everyone will have had all their data stolen. And,
I think that concern is, I mean, stolen? Sure. That would be bad, and it is a possibility. You could have some Mr. Robot Season 2 on USA shit go down. Just earned us $500 there, Caitlin.
I have no idea what you just said, but go on.
Exactly. You have no idea that we took a paid advertisement. You could have some hacker shit go down, but the people who were concerned, like, oh my God, they can see my Google Docs. They can see all of my spreadsheets and my slide presentations.
I don't think that's the concern. I think the concern is that people's bank accounts and like their PayPal and stuff like that is linked into their email address. That's what my concern would be.
That's an okay concern if somehow you have all those fucking passwords emailed to you.
It's the password reset thing that people are worried about.
If you don't fucking have like 20-factor verification already set up, like if you don't already have a chip embedded in your body to like keep your data safe, you're already fucked. Like you're screwed.
Matt, what's your 20th factor?
I have a hidden tattoo that only my bank knows where it is. Only me and my bank. So if anybody else comes in claiming to be Matt Olson and they have a tattoo in a different place,
just check the tat.
Yeah, they're kicked out on site.
Yeah. Now I have kind of a carrier pigeon system set up.
Nice. See, so you're already secure. So you have nothing to worry about.
Right. And plus, as I was telling you before we started recording, my phone's a potato. It's literally right. carved from a piece of raw potato, and so I can't actually play the game.
Yeah. So how's this past week been for you then?
Well, I went to the coast, and it was, you know, the Oregon coast is so beautiful, and there's so many wonderful sea creatures to see, and it's so great to see the surf crashing against the beaches and against the rocks, and there's a really nice brewery that just opened up in Yahats, Oregon.
Oh, really? That's nice.
But unfortunately, my weekend was ruined by Pokemon Go.
So,
namely, we would be sitting at this brewery, and five people mm-hmm. would jump up at the same time to run into the street to catch a Caterpie.
Is this five people you were with?
Oh, yes.
Okay, not Yahats residents.
No, well, I mean, I don't want to speak to what Yahats residents were doing, but...
I have a feeling it wouldn't really catch on with the residents. Just,
you don't think
so? I don't know. So did they literally run into the street? Because if you can see it from, like... not quite how it works.
I mean, like, sidewalk?
If you get buzzed on your phone, it means that you can catch it there. You don't have to move.
Well, I don't know. So there was one time... There was one time where... I had a little bit of a car problem where I think I have a leak in my coolant tank. And so it was this whole thing. I had to go find distilled water to add to the coolant tank. And I went outside to put the water into the car. And I was under the hood working on it. And I turn around and our good friend and chuckle fuck Julius, has come outside, and I think, oh, maybe he's coming to check on me to see if I'm okay
car.
Nah, he just saw an Eevee or some shit.
Perfect. So I can play it. My iPhone 5 with the small screen for the crisp porn, mm-hmm. It can play it. Your 4S cannot. We're both we're on either side of the fence there.
Right, and the downside of the 4S is that it's small. But the mm-hmm. resolution really isn't that great, so the porn isn't even crispy.
Yeah. I didn't even need to say that. I mean, that's just a given. Everybody knows that. Here in my neighborhood, in my part of Williamsburg, in Brooklyn, all there is, I live right above a Pokestop, so mm-hmm. you know, about every 5 minutes, if I want, I can spin a little disc and get some Pokeballs and potions and shit. But the only Pokemon that seem to walk up to my apartment are Doduo. Bummer. So I'm the proud owner of about 50 Doduo.
Do they all have unique names?
I'm glad you asked. they do have unique names, and I did manage to catch enough of them that I could harvest their collective resources and pick the strongest one to evolve into a Dodrio. And I did that, but that Doduo was named My Two Dads after the sitcom My Two Dads. And that name was no longer appropriate because it now had three heads. So now it's My Three Dads. I renamed it. That's one thing that I think people complain that the game isn't close enough to real Pokemon, like the real Pokemon on Game Boy and DS and shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lame complaint. Like, who would you actually want it if the battle, like if you had to walk over to like the nearby church that's a gym and then just stand there like an idiot doing an actual drawn out like six Pokemon versus six Pokemon full on choose your moves type advantage battle? Yeah. Like, I think that'd be kind of garbage.
Yeah, but at the same time, I do think that's going to happen eventually. I mean, I think that's where this is headed.
It might, but then like the world's going to look fucking different if it manages to be this popular still.
Eventually, this free Pokemon game and the like actual flagship Pokemon games are just gonna merge, and that's that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility. Man, lost my damn train of thought there for second. Yeah, you done tripped me up.
Sorry, I was just trying to make jokes.
Yeah, just trying to make jokes and then just fucking me up. Point being, my Pokemon. I don't have too many. They're not too strong. Most of what I get is Doduo. I did get trolled by a Blastoise that appeared in mm-hmm. my fucking bedroom.
Oof.
an actual fully evolved Blastoise just popping up at the foot of my bed, and then threw a couple Pokeballs at it, and it fucking just ran away.
Too tough.
But it's that little taste. It's that little, like, oh, you can catch the fully evolved one.
Yeah.
That keeps you playing. It's insidious. But I think I am going to check out a meetup for Pokemon Go players that also happens to be a bar crawl.
Is this a meetup for meetup.com?
This is on Facebook.com, which I don't know if it's any better.
Okay.
When I moved out here, I joined a buy-sell trade group in Brooklyn, thinking that, you know, maybe I'd be able to find, like, some regular person furniture and shit through it. Turns out it was all sketchy sneaker deals.
Well, did you get some cool sneakers at least?
Yeah, I got 50 pairs of counterfeit Jordans.
Nice.
And now I'm offloading them on other suckers. Yeah, so I'm going to go on a bar crawl, I guess, because I think this game is better if you're drinking. I tried to get an ice cream before the podcast while I was walking around the neighborhood catching Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then the ice cream just melted super fast and I couldn't even play the game because then I'd get my phone all sticky. So that was a bad idea. Don't Pokemon and ice cream.
Wow, bummer.
Did you, so you didn't pick up anybody's phone and play, and you're already kind of sick of it, right?
No, yeah. I mean, once you sit with a group of, you know, 12 people or whatever it was, almost all of whom are playing this game for like 30 hours, it really just kind of puts you off it, you know?
Yeah. So you're probably not gonna get suckered into this augmented reality game. But Caitlin, I ask you, what augmented reality game would you play?
So we know people are already playing this while they're driving, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
unfortunately.
That's just a fact, right? So
it is.
I say, let's just fucking take it all the way, and let's put a Mario Kart game in our phones.
Oh, dear God.
Let's be driving around shooting red shells at each other. Think about that.
Okay, but it's still a race, right?
It's a race, exactly.
So you're just...
It is a real-life drag race, a quarter mile at a time. Except okay. in the augmented world, you can shoot banana peels and...
How does shooting those things affect the real-life cars? Just doing some game design, you know, we're just spitballing, we're just brainstorming over here. How the fuck does that affect the outcome of the real-life race?
Well, so you definitely have to have it wired into your car in some way, right?
So it just stops?
So it just fucking stops. It spins out. If it's a banana peel, you don't quite stop. You know, you just sort of like, it's hard to steer for a second.
The thing is that the version of a Mario Kart augmented reality game that you're describing sounds less like Mario Kart as we know it, and more like what Mario Kart would look like if the same people who made the Super Mario Brothers movie starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, they then had to make a sequel that was Super Mario Kart.
Yes, I'm...
It would be like... They would, like, fuck up the concept, so it'd be like all of the power-ups are virtual, but then the cars just, like, explode.
The cars are just regular cars. Yeah. Right.
Like a demolition derby. Yeah.
Exactly. And as usual, Bowser is... I mean, as in the live-action movie, Bowser is just, like, a gross lizard. And Donkey Kong is an actual gorilla.
You know that for most of the movie, Bowser wasn't a lizard, right? He was played by Dennis Hopper.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw that movie when I was probably 13 years old, and I don't remember it that well.
It was Dennis Hopper, and then they gelled his hair into like some ridged spikes.
Into a helmet,
It was a hairmit, yeah, for sure. I started watching it again the other day for some reason.
And then you stopped, didn't you?
Yeah, Insomnia will do funny things to you, but it won't let you finish the Super Mario Brothers movie. For instance, I was feeling kind of out of sorts, and I started making a pizza at 8 p.m. the other night.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It's okay. I made a Sicilian pizza. The dough was runny.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let it sit and then like.
Did you make this dough or did you buy it?
I made this dough. This is a pizza from scratch. I'll have you know. Okay.
Okay.
So I followed the recipe, but I have this tiny food processor at my disposal, and then the dough put 1/4 at a time into the food processor, and like try to get the measurements right, and that was way beyond my fucking capabilities. Aside from using shitty pepperoni, it's pretty tasty. It was pretty good. I think I might have a future in this pizza thing, in this homemade pizza thing. Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Did you eat any pizzas at the beach?
I did eat beach pizzas, yeah.
Now, were they real pizzas? Or now that we live in a world of augmented reality, were the pizzas on your phone?
The pizzas were in the real world, but they had a sprinkling of
Pokemon.
Virtual nugs on them.
Oh, like weed nugs?
Like little nugs.
That's the app I want. I want my phone to be able to look at a pizza slice and then be like, let me make that pizza better. And then it'll just put virtual toppings on.
Right. And then when you look through your phone next, it's like in Grand Theft Auto after you get drunk, where everything is just kind of like wobbly.
Yeah. So the week's topic is augmented reality, if you couldn't tell. And we're just going to get right in it.
Let's get to it. Frank Mario.
Whoa, step one, Frank Mario.
A professional ice hockey player. Born in 1921 in Saskatchewan. He played with the Boston Bruins.
A little bit of a sports stub yet again.
I mean, definitely just literally a sports stub.
If there was a can you get to that drinking game, the like rule that would kill you every time would be if they hit a sports stub on the first step, finish your drink, and then start the next one. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get you started off right. Shit. I don't know where to go. NHL maybe?
I'm thinking ice hockey because ice hockey is a game.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Sorry. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but that's more efficient.
I am going to go check on my beans right now.
Oh, right. Listeners at home, Caitlin started a pot of beans before we started the podcast. So
they take so long. They take so long. I couldn't start them after the podcast. I'd be eating at 10 o'clock.
I just told you I made a late night pizza, didn't I? Just suck it up.
I'm not like you, Matt.
Step two, ice hockey. Go check on your beans, Caitlin.
I'll be right back.
Caitlin Best is checking on her beans. Caitlin Best is checking on her beans. Caitlin Best is checking on her beans.
Did you sing a song?
I was just singing the listeners a little song there, yeah.
Aww.
Did you know that I learned this only recently, that hockey pucks are actually made of rubber?
What did you think they were made of?
I remember holding a hockey puck at a young age, and that sense memory made me think it was like some kind of like stone. Like,
okay.
Which I realize now isn't.
That seems like a bad idea.
It seems like a real bad idea.
Yeah.
But also, the difference between a really hard and potentially brittle material and then vulcanized rubber, I'm not smart enough to see what the exact advantage there is to the rubber.
Yeah. I mean, people definitely, like, if that thing hits you in the face, it'll knock your teeth out for sure.
For sure, so, for sure, for sure.
But maybe if you hit a rock into someone's face, it would just smash their whole skull in. So maybe that's the advantage.
Maybe that's the advantage.
Is that it will probably not kill you.
Probably. We're fairly sure. But please, God, do you have your guard down in front of your face.
Wear a fucking helmet, though. Yeah.
My cousin was was a bit of a hooligan. Growing
up, is that the thing? Is that what you call hockey players? Are you just saying that your cousin was a bad person?
This story has nothing to do with hockey. I want you to guess, but it is related to what we were just talking about. What do you think this story is going to be about?
I hope it's not about smashing people's faces.
It's a little bit about smashing people's faces.
Uh-oh.
So my cousin was a bit of a hooligan. I have no idea if he ever played ice hockey or field hockey, for that matter. What he did do in Eastern Washington was he went down to the train tracks with some friends, and they decided to pick up some rocks and throw them at a moving train.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd that work out?
Well, so the thing is that my cousin didn't hit himself in the face with a rock.
Okay.
The problem was is that my cousin was standing sort of at the end of the line of his friends. You know, he was closest to the direction the train was traveling in.
Uh-huh.
And so a friend at the opposite end of the line, who the train reached first, was chucking rocks. And then when you do that, the rock ricochets off of the train and picks up that forward momentum.
Yeah.
And so one of them ricocheted, not unlike a Tron disc from the Disney property Tron, into my cousin's face and knocked out one or two of his teeth. I can't remember the exact detail of what the tooth toll was.
Were these grown-up teeth, or were they like really children?
I think these were grown-up teeth.
Okay.
I think these were grown-up teeth. Do your teeth really not change, like, at all, teenage forward, other than decay? Like, do they really not, like, do anything else?
Are you asking if most people, like, grow additional sets of teeth in their teenage years?
Not asking about a third set of teeth. I'm saying, like, what is the regeneration rate of, like, enamel?
There isn't one. And the shit doesn't go back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Completely. It's just gone. Dunzo.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a fucking bad move, evolution.
Well.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, no answer. I have no response to that.
You got all your teeth? All your real teeth?
I still have all my teeth, yes. Knock on wood.
Wisdom teeth?
Nope, got those boys out.
No. How was that experience for you?
It was so fucking great. I wish I could do it again, honestly. You go to sleep for 30 minutes. I'm sure it's harder for other people, but my situation, I live pretty close to my parents still. So I just went down to my hometown and I got my mom to take me to the oral surgeon. They knock you out for like 30 minutes. You wake up, you're groggy, you got some gauze in your mouth, and then you go home and you fucking eat ice cream all day. And you get to just lay on the couch like watching cartoons and eating soft foods for 2-3 days. It's great. And they give you drugs.
Yeah. I understand the appeal of the ice cream. But
yeah.
Soft foods, that does it for you? Just avocados? All soft foods? Okay, avocados are pretty good, yeah.
Really good.
That's fair. I didn't think about that when I had mine out.
Yeah, I think I had some mac and cheese that was just like really well done.
Just real gooey.
Yeah, like mashed potatoes. Love some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's a lot of good soft foods out there.
For me, it wasn't so much the period where I was only eating the soft foods that was good. Mm-hmm. It was the moment I was able to start eating the tough foods again.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for these teeth.
Thank you for these hard foods.
I'm just going to get right up into one of those little fist-sized sourdough pretzels and
Nothing but jerky from here on out.
Nothing but just the most dank jerky. I want exotic jerkies in my mouth only. Yeah.
The stringier the better, huh?
The stringier the better. I want a fucking mountain man to have made my jerky with his bare hands.
I'm gonna click on Team Sport, eh?
Wait, really? Can we not scroll down and see if there's like a video games based on ice hockey section?
Okay. We can check. Minor ice hockey. What's minor ice hockey?
That's when the ice is a little melty. There's like, it's like ice hockey, but there's there's traps.
They wear shoes and they just sort of slide around in the slush.
No. It's regular ice hockey, but there's just like, you don't know if you might fall into like a little pool.
Right. This is a very interesting thing that's on the ice hockey page. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, number of registered players by country. That's crazy.
And then it has that in the left column, and then in the right column, it's the percent of the population of that country.
2.012% of Canada is registered hockey players.
Registered ice hockey players.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Out of every 50 people, you know one of them took the time to register.
Fuck. 720,000 people up there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know it's got to be a little bit centralized too, because a lot of Canada is like very sparsely populated. Yeah. So there's got to be little pockets of people in Canada where the percent is way, way, way higher. Yeah. And that's,
you know,
all they fucking
towns,
do.
There's towns in like Nunavut where everyone is a registered ice hockey player.
It's kind of like Footloose, only instead of dancing, it's ice hockey, and instead of being banned, it's mandatory.
Yeah, definitely a lot like that, yeah.
And instead of Patrick Swayze, it's some... Who's a Canadian superstar?
The guy that plays Ricky on Trailer Park Boys.
It's the guy who plays Ricky on Trailer Park Boys. Yeah. You're a big fan of Trailer Park Boys. I've not seen much of it. How did you come to Trailer Park Boys?
You know, just a friend of a friend.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not seeing video games, so maybe let's scroll back up and do Team Sport.
I think that actually, I had a friend that was really into it, and then I also started watching it because Ellen Page is in it in the most ridiculous, the greatest role, I'm going to say, that she's maybe ever played, which is this, like... So she was probably, like, 17 at the time.
Probably younger.
I don't think so, because it was definitely after when she was in that movie Hard Candy, where she cuts a dude's balls off.
But wasn't she, like, 11 in that?
No, she was 14.
Okay.
And so it was definitely after that. So she's, like, well into her teenage years. And the character she plays on Trailer Park Boys is like this straight up child. Her name is Tina. And she's apparently like 9. And she wears just these like what I can only describe as like little girl dresses. And just sort of like skips around the trailer park, like being influenced negatively by these bad boys.
So you were already an Ellen Page fan by the time you started watching Trailer Park Boys. Was this purely Juno based?
No, I mean, I saw Hard Candy.
Oh, you were a real big fan of that. Okay.
No, and I saw the roller skate one, and she's in Inception, obviously.
You saw the other Ellen Page oeuvre, and then you saw Trailer Park Boys.
And she might as well be in The Last of Us, you know?
Okay, that's a low blow to Naughty Dog. Okay.
What? That's not a low blow.
They almost got fucking like sued into oblivion by litigious Ellen Page.
I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just a girl face.
I mean, she should be happy they used her near likeness. It's not the face, it's the way she talks.
Okay, you can be Team Page.
I'm both. I'm saying there should be no conflict here.
Well, I think part of the conflict was motivated by the fact that Ellen Page was already lending her likeness to another game, and then that game did come out, and that game was kind of lame. Yeah,
it's bad, right? Yeah.
I think that game also features a virtual Willem Dafoe, which
is that's right
something the world just doesn't really need. What step if, three what? Are we clicking it
team can sport? You imagine a version of The Last of Us where Joel is played by Willem Dafoe?
I don't want to We're on the page for team sport and we're leaving Willem Dafoe behind.
All right, team sport. This is really sweet to me. It says a team sport includes any sport which involves two or more players working together towards a shared objective.
So like fucking snowman building.
Like snowman building. Or Wikipedia racing.
That's us. Team sport. Do you think we would place in the Olympics of Wikipedia racing?
Yeah, man. We'd at least get some points. I have to imagine there's two separate events. There's one that's sheer speed, and there's one that's you get points for style, like in figure skating.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I have to imagine we would place well in the latter one.
That's yeah. I think we're on the same wavelength, obviously, because we do this team sport every week. But I was thinking that we wouldn't be competitive because when we do this, we do as much talking about random bullshit as possible.
Yeah.
But we would definitely be called back as commentators. Like if we did have a career,
right,
we would be the ones who then like are always on the mic every four definitely, years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would it be a winter or a summer sport? Because let me tell you, doing this right now in the heat fucking sucks every time.
It's fucking brutal. Yeah, it's a winter sport.
Yeah. I see you're hovering.
Yeah, I'm hovering. What am I hovering on?
Computer gaming.
Oh my god, this is such a good sentence. I have to read this. With the advent of computer gaming and the internet, esports, which is in vogue for quite a few years, was recorded in October 1972 as a video game.
Wait, what? That sentence is fucking broken.
It doesn't make any sense.
That sentence is goddamn broken.
And then the next sentence is a capital S space war tournament was organized by Stanford University, which was titled Intergalactic Space War Olympics, with a prize offering of 1 year subscription to Rolling Stone.
What if all these motherfuckers playing competitive League of Legends and Dota and mm-hmm. Overwatch and whatever mm-hmm. the fucking new
Star
Clash
Trek.
Of Kings Star bullshit. Trek?
Oh my god, StarCraft.
Yeah, no, different things. Yeah. What if all those esports tournaments were just for magazine subscriptions?
That's what they do it like, all for?
That stayed the constant.
Hey, I do it for the love of the game and for my Spin magazine subscription.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they say the biggest problem about esports is there's not as many magazines to pick from anymore.
Everybody's complaining about performance-enhancing drugs, but what's in it for me? They don't even have Miz.
They stopped making Nintendo Power. That was my favorite. let's click on computer gaming. Step mm-hmm. four.
Computer gaming. PC games, also known as computer games, are video games played on a personal computer.
Okay, so this redirected us to PC gaming, which PC game, which is a little misleading, I think.
It's a little different, but...
In the context, it implies that the only true esports are PC games, which is,
well,
I
which,
think,
you know, some might
bullshit.
Argue that. Some might argue that.
Just you wait for competitive Pokemon Go. It's just gonna be long distance walking combined with who can catch the most Pokemon.
You know that shit's around the corner.
It's just gonna be fucking like the segment in Forrest Gump where he runs across America, but then like every 30 steps he's gonna be like, "I found another Weedle."
Yeah, and everybody's in a trucker cap and fingerless gloves.
You know, Mama always said life is like a box of rare candies. You never know which one's gonna level you up.
You gotta mush them together to evolve them into an even rarer candy.
What's the line about shrimp? And also, what's a shrimp Pokemon? Help me out here, Caitlin, with this improv.
I don't know any shrimp Pokemans.
Yeah,
the line about shrimp, if I recall, is you can fry them, boil them, souffle them, saute them. It has shrimp salad, shrimp cocktail, shrimp grilled.
Nice.
I'm out of shrimp stuff.
This is related on the Tom Hanks point. Just yesterday, I went to a theater and paid $16 to see Central Intelligence.
Oh my god.
If I had been going by myself, I would have absolutely just walked away without a word when they said $16.
Yeah.
But I had already planned to go with a friend, so.
Did you, like, I hope that you went in the bathroom and, like, just peed a little bit outside the urinal.
that's some tricky shit, but no, I did not. And $16, well worth it for 2 hours with my boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
For a second there, I thought you were referring to a friend that you made named Dwayne. But,
who says I wasn't at the movies with Dwayne The Rock Johnson watching him in a movie? Who's to say?
Man. That does seem like the kind of thing that he would really enjoy. Have you seen this video of not Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but just regular The Rock, because from a while ago, on the Martha Stewart show?
I've not.
This shit is incredible. You have to watch this. The first, I'm going to say minute of this video, she refers to The Rock as, quote, a healthy boy.
Yeah, I gotta watch that shit.
This is courtesy of our friend Alex A.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely saw the link to that posted, so I gotta
watch it.
Gotta watch that after we finish recording this. Back to Tom Hanks, though. I'd love to keep talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but back to Tom Hanks. Before Central Intelligence, they ran a trailer for an upcoming film by Clint Eastwood about the life of Sully Sullenberger, the man who landed a plane on the Hudson.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the fact that that's a movie.
And Sully, which is also the name of the movie.
Right.
Which is, I think, the dumbest. Like,
yeah, it's like you see that, you see a poster for the movie Sully, and you think for just a split second that it says Scully, and then your heart just sinks.
Oh, yeah. I made the quip that I think they only chose the name so that they could snipe the potential Monsters, Inc. spinoff. And now we're just going to be stuck with Wazowski.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, rough, right? But Tom Hanks is playing Sully Sullenberger, and fuck, that's the one. Forget Forrest Gump. Forget Woody. Forget every other iconic Tom Hanks role. That's the role he was born to play.
That's the role. Yeah.
That's the one. Forget the guy who was stuck in the airport. Forget Castaway. Let's see. What else can I do?
There's a one where he's a kid, but he's in a grown-up body.
Yeah, forget Big. Yeah. Forget the rom-coms, all of them. All of them. Both Meg Ryan ones. The email one and the Seattle one, both. No. Forget Meg Ryan entirely, because the idea of Tom Hanks playing the man who landed a plane on the Hudson in a Clint Eastwood film is too good.
Yeah, it's airtight. There's nothing wrong with that.
Remember when Spielberg made the movie about Lincoln?
Yeah.
Flush it in the toilet. Sully's here.
Flush all movies down the toilet.
All fucking movies. Except for Central Intelligence, which was quite good.
Oh, really?
I was impressed by Kevin Hart when he was playing up more of the straight man. Like, they let Dwayne pull a lot of the weight with the
Dwayne be the goofy boy?
Dwayne's more of the goofy boy. Sometimes Kevin is, like, in a situation, he's, like, screaming a lot, which is goofy, but Dwayne's the goofy boy, and he's a good goofy boy.
Mm. He's a goofy boy and a healthy boy.
Moana coming to theaters soon. Mm-hmm. That's another $500 check for us that Caitlin doesn't know about.
For you, you mean?
Oh, I'll get you the money somehow. All you right, just won't know right. when or where it came from.
You'll just you'll send it to me in can you get to that t-shirts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I believe when this episode goes up, there's no more. I'm gonna do a little thing. I'm gonna do a little thing maybe at the start of the episode where it's like, hey, if you're listening to this the very day it comes out, you can get one. But
we can also now do another run.
Now I'm gonna have to edit this bit out, maybe. Or just leave it in. It's fun. Street,
everybody's gonna want one.
There's nothing stopping us from doing another run, except for who would buy them.
I'm telling Matt, once you're out on the street, everybody is gonna fucking want one.
Tweet at Jimmy Wales saying that you want more. Can you get to that shirts? Don't tweet at us. Tweet at Jimmy Wales, because then he has to contact us. Yeah, exactly.
Straight to Jimmy. Video games?
Well, yeah, probably video games. Yeah, probably video games. Step five, probably, video games. Yeah,
right? Probably.
Yeah, probably. Video games.
Okay.
Boy, is this a game that we're doing right now? Is this a video game?
It's a sport, Matt. We already figured that out.
All right, sorry. Okay.
Listen, so I know this is not a visual medium, and I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I just do want to talk about the logo for the video games series on Wikipedia.
It makes no fucking sense.
Because I don't understand what it is. It appears to be like sort of an SNES controller. I just opened up a tab where it's way smaller than it is on the page.
I would say it's more of a Super Famicom controller.
Okay. And then there's like a little spaceship. And they both appear to be connected in some way to like a rock.
No, what it is there's
an asteroid?
There's basically a little spaceship shooting an asteroid a la the game Asteroids.
Right.
But for some reason, the asteroid is plugged, has a game controller plugged into it.
Plugged into it.
And it makes no goddamn sense. That is not how Asteroids works. That's not how video games
work. That's not how Asteroids worked. That's not how it looked. That's not how any game I've ever played has worked.
You know that video games has to be a highly, like, well-manicured, like, series of articles on Wikipedia, mm-hmm. given, like, the mm-hmm. Venn diagram of interests, right?
Right. With
Wikipedia
video game
editors. Mm-hmm.
Audience, yeah.
And this is what they came up with? After, like, probably, like, lots of debate and, like, you know, designers, like, hashing out different ideas, this is what they settled on?
You know what? I bet this is what I don't know if you've ever spent time on the Wikipedia talk pages, but this is one dumb motherfucker came up with this logo and made it in, like, GIMP or whatever, and just stuck it up there.
Open source,
one day,
baby.
And just stuck it up there. That's what I use. And
Wait, you don't have real Photoshop?
No, I can't afford that shit. Come on.
I didn't say you had to afford it. Wink, wink.
Okay.
Yeah, don't pirate shit. That's bad.
He stuck it up there. He or she stuck it up there, and everybody on the talk page has been arguing about it for 10 years. And
yeah,
they can't agree on a suitable replacement.
The story you're laying down, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my god, classifications, casual games versus serious games. I feel like we've talked about this before on the show.
We've talked about that before, right? It's so
good.
Yeah,
we've been on the page for video game before. Let's see if we can get to augmented reality right from this page. It's possible,
yeah.
I think.
Okay, I'm looking at the table of contents. History, overview, development, theory, emulation, social aspects, reading.
Social aspects. That, you know, that could be something. Multiplayer.
Because
let me tell you, on my walk earlier, this is one thing I'll say for Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that it kind of like spurred me to take a walk around my neighborhood, which hold on one moment. Now that I'm thinking about it again, I just gotta see here. I'm so close to level 9. Oh, and the app just crashed. Well, that's a genuine Pokemon Go experience for you. There was a full-on like street carnival happening like 8 blocks away from my apartment that I had no idea about. And like seriously, like carnival games, fried Oreos and elephant ears and shit, and like little rides and live music, and this was happening. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. It's not like a hip Williamsburg thing. Like there were families mm-hmm. out, and I walked through there and caught a couple Pokemon. I was like, this is pretty cool that I like stumbled upon this.
So this is just what this game is doing. This is just releasing the gamers into the wild.
Yeah, you know for saying? Sure. I mean, I saw several people at that carnival playing the game too.
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, it's releasing the gamers into the wild, which I think is actually a fairly bleak way of looking at it. Because have you spoken to a gamer on Twitter lately? It's kind of terrifying.
They're bad. A lot of them are bad.
A lot of them are bad. Video games were a massive, massive mistake. But maybe we're starting to salvage that. Because what, instead of seeing it as releasing the gamers out in the wild, let's see it as a revival of the urban flaneur. Are you familiar with this term, Matt? Caitlin? Are you familiar with the flaneur?
You see, Caitlin,
I read a book once about the flaneur who would wander the streets of
you got this. You got it.
What's French for good?
Bien.
Bien Paris. The flaneur in Bien Paris. And they would just walk around not knowing what the fuck they were doing and just soaking that city. Soak in that city. And now we're seeing a very sophisticated revival of that.
Very sophisticated.
With Squirtles, too.
With just Squirtles. Sprinkled on top.
I picked a Squirtle. I didn't do that shit. Apparently you can, like, wander around for, like, 30 minutes and not pick something, and it'll be like, fine, here's a fucking Pikachu, you dweeb. And I was that's not worth it. I'm not leaving my bed.
I'm not wasting 30 minutes without any Pokemans.
Like, yeah. Like, why would I? And the answer is because the only thing that lives near my apartment is Doduo. So. Now I'm the proud owner of 50 Doduos and 100 Doduo heads.
Mm-hmm. Phrasing it that way puts it in a much more ominous light than I think you intended.
No, because those Doduos are destined for the meat grinder of evolving their stronger peers. Did you see the controller though for Tennis for Two?
No.
The one that's just
It's
a silver wrought metal box with screws, and it's just got a single knob and then a little like
a little red
fucking
button.
Military red push button for like launching a bomb.
Yeah. And a label that says a label straight out of a label maker that says right.
Yeah, so you know which one it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't look very ergonomic. Looks like it'd be hard to play a lot of Tennis for Two in one sitting holding that box.
Yeah, your hands are gonna be really sore.
Hold up. There's two Doduos near my apartment. I just gotta catch these real quick. Let me prove to you, Caitlin, via webcam.
Hold on.
Just check it out. Oh, it's in the ball.
Got it in the ball. In the Pokeball.
Wiggling.
Have you seen how the Pokemans wiggle in the Pokeball as if trying to escape?
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah. Does it make you feel bad about that ever?
Hell no. This Doduo is called Frank Mario.
Are there, in the Pokemon universe, is there Pokemon PETA?
I mean, I think in one of the games, the team that they have instead of Team Rocket is Team
Treat Pokemon Kindly.
Yeah, only they still have Pokemon and battle you, but I think they're like the
okay.
They're like a Pokemon Liberation Front or something. If I recall correctly, I might be talking out my ass here. I haven't played a Pokemon game, I think, since they did the redos of Gold and Silver, which they called Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that was dope. One, Gold and Silver were great then. I actually had mm-hmm. Crystal, but they were great then. And then the remakes were fucking awesome. And that's when they made the Poke Walker, which is like the proto Pokemon Go.
Mm.
It basically was a mashup of a Tamagotchi, because that was like the form factor and like technology of it, and a pedometer. And you would put a Pokemon from your game onto your walker, or alternatively, you could actually catch Pokemon on the walker by just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just get your steps in for the day. Or if you were a jagoff like I was in high school, you learned that if you do a little figure eight motion with your arm during class, rack up those steps.
Yeah.
But then you could actually like do shit with those Pokemon. And right now, the only thing I can do in this game with those Pokemon is try to outpace all these other motherfuckers who are spending money and spending way more time catching and training them to, like, try and oust them from a gym for, like, 5 minutes. Which kind of stinks, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm not much for collecting. I never tried to catch them all.
Until now.
Well, we'll see. You know, I'm really just trying to find more crazy street carnivals at this point. Let's focus up.
I've been scrolling.
I know you've been scrolling. You've been diligent scrolling while I've been catching fucking Doduos. Wait, okay.
Are you seeing the text of this link?
Yeah. What the fuck? Translate unreleased games in an specific region?
Yeah.
I can't even fucking say that.
I
said it right once.
Yeah.
That's not a word. And then the link
is not a word. That's
the
not
link
an English
is for
word.
Fan translation of video games.
Yeah. This is a fan translation of the English word specific.
Yeah. I have an idea. So if we can't find virtual reality or augmented reality on here, we could try to get to PS. We can click that link I see to PS4, and then from there go to virtual reality and hopefully augmented reality.
Okay.
So should we do that? All right.
Yeah.
Step six, PS4. Greatest console.
We're out of time.
Yeah, we got it. Well, we got it. Remember, you're looking at your timestamp, and I have to edit out literally 40 minutes of you checking your beans.
True. My bean break did take a really long time.
So we actually have another 40 minutes to go.
Okay. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. No, let's speed it up. You're looking for PlayStation VR, I believe. Yeah.
Should we just go to
PlayStation
VR?
No. See, virtual
reality. There
yep.
we are.
Step seven, virtual reality.
Not to be confused with simulated reality.
Not to be confused with Virtual Insanity, a great song by Jamiroquai. Do you agree?
I don't actually know that song. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's a great song.
Caitlin, you fucking know this song. Did you watch MTV growing up?
I definitely did. I watched VH1.
Do you remember the video of the guy with the big hat, and then he's in a white room, and it looks like the things in the room are moving around him while he stays still? Yeah. Like the couches.
Yes, I do remember this. But I can't picture what the song sounds like.
Okay, let me do a little, let me hold on. Let me just
Let's hear it.
make sure I do a, well, I have to get the lyrics up, okay? Unfortunately, okay. I don't have them committed to memory, even though it's a great fucking song. Virtual Insanity lyrics. Nope. I think my computer is pulling a Pokemon Go. It just doesn't want to do a goddamn thing. So imagine I have on the same like crushed blue velvet coat and like velvet giant hat he has on. Okay. Futures made of virtual insanity now always seem to be governed by this love we have for useless twisting our new technology. Oh, now there is no sound, for we all live underground. Oh, and I'm thinking what a mess we're in. Hard to, full lyrics on Google Play. Weird how they like presaged that, the coming of Google Play lyrics.
Yeah, like pretty prescient there.
Do you remember it at all now?
You know what? It's so hard for me to tell without the the beats underneath.
Sorry everybody. This kind of stinks. Is this
yeah,
is
well,
it maybe under like
it.
C also? Just not seeing the it. Augmented.
I'm not seeing it either. Nope, not there.
Wait, maybe
methods of virtual reality?
No, maybe computer mediated reality. Is that what we're currently living in though? In like in our computer
yeah, that's just
lives?
Our world. That's just our world, right?
Yeah, let's try step 8 computer mediated reality though. I wanna see what the fuck this is.
Oh, I don't like that first picture.
Holy shit.
I don't like it at all. That's very disturbing to me.
It looks like fucking Man in the Iron Mask shit. There's a helmet pictured at the top of this page on computer mediated reality that just looks fucking terrifying. Oh, there okay, we go. Step 9. Augmented reality. Hey, we did it.
We done it.
In 9 steps, starting from Frank Mario on through ice hockey, and then eventually video games, PlayStation 4, VR, computer-mediated reality. And now we are here. We are here where you can point your phone at a thing and it will put a Pokemon on the ground. And you can catch it if you do a little finger swipe. It's great. It's awesome. I love it. I love it so much. I'm going to catch 90 more Doduo before I fucking turn in for bed tonight. And I love brands.
Let's do the thing. I have been Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BESTKABEST. I'd like to give a shout out to our new follower, Miles Fowler, at Planeswalker XVX on Twitter. Follow
hey,
me
bud.
And follow the show. The Twitter for the show is at Get to That, by the way. Give us a follow. Send us some tweets. Shoot us topic ideas.
Tell me what Pokemon your neighborhood is lousy with. It's at Matthew Olson, if you want to tell me that. Spell it right, of course. And if you want to leave a comment on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/CYGTT. And if you would like to leave us a more meaningful comment known as a review on iTunes, that'd be really swell. You can leave a rating between 1 and 5 stars. I think you know what we're asking for. Wink, wink here. And then a review on top of that. That's another thing. It helps other people get an idea of what our show's like. And maybe your review could be the thing that convinces someone to listen to our show. Not unlike this review I'm going to read out for you once I navigate to our page on iTunes. Oh, nope. My computer's doing the Pokemon Go again. My screen's just fucking full of Bulbasaurs. I really have no idea what's happening. It's a nightmare. Just take a listen to this review from user Harry Retweet. Pee good. See, your review could convince somebody new that our podcast is pee good. And then they'll listen. And that'll make us happy. So, rate and review. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, hey, go check out Caitlin's mug blog. It's really cool. And every time I think about it, it makes me wish that I had a mug that meant something to me.
Oh, thanks, Matt. You could get one. I'm sure you could find one.
I could get one, but then I'd have to build up a long storied history with it.
Yeah, you have to carry it everywhere with you for a while.
Yeah, when I catch my fucking Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I should see if there's any Doduo mugs.
Yeah.
Caitlin, I got one last question for you, though, and it's a fucking doozy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I think it's especially relevant this week.
Yeah, hit me.
What if technology bad, though?